something that should really be sad. Is it a misplaced melancholy? Well, it's politics time again. Are you gonna vote now? My people, you talk. It's politics time again. Are you gonna vote now? It's my God. Rise or fall in suffer. Rise and take your stand. Good evening. Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. I want to thank my mom for giving birth to me in the beautiful Virgin Islands. She had 50 states and Puerto Rico to choose from. She chose the Virgin Islands, and I thank her each chance that I get. My name is Lawrence Bichelt, and my guest this evening is Ms. Peterson. Ms. Peterson, how are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Great. And before we go ahead a while, I know your title. If you could give your title, and then we'll jump right into the various projects that WAPA has.
Absolutely. This is Chanel Peterson, Director of Corporate Communications for the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority.
Great. So go ahead and just give us all the different items that I've seen that going on in WAPA recently.
Absolutely. So I first do have to apologize. We had a very active weekend at the Agricultural Fairgrounds, and so I'm a little hoarse this evening. We engaged with several of our customers, and I have to say that our participation this year at the at the Agricultural Fair on St. Croix was extremely fruitful. We had representatives from the operations at the power plant. We had individuals from the line department, and we also had folks from the administrative side that shared information on how to reduce their power usage, how to be more sustainable with water, as well as information, as well as information on if they happen to see individuals stealing power or tampering with the meter. We had folks there for that. Lastly, we provided, as part of our public education outreach, information on how to protect themselves from lead and places that lead can be. So some of the things that we educated on were that lead does not just exist in water, but it can exist in lead-based paint. It can exist in cosmetics or makeups, in very fine powdered seasonings, in antique toys, as well as metal toys that have been left out in the sun. And as part of that information, we educated the community as a whole the importance of utilizing filters, regularly cleaning out their aerators, because one of the things that we wanted everyone to know, this is just not information for customers of WAPA. This is information for everyone across the territory, whether they have a cistern or they're getting water brought to their homes. Lead is part of the environment, and there are many steps that community members can take to ensure that they reduce their impact to lead. And that was a very fun-filled weekend. But as you can hear, I'm definitely a bit hoarse. So please, I apologize about that. So some other information that we have to share is we have a scholarship right now. It's the Alva C. McFarlane Scholarship, and it is available for two types of students, high school students graduating from the Virgin Islands, as well as Virgin Islanders who are currently enrolled in college or in a university, whether it be UVI or abroad, that is on an engineering track. So this scholarship is specific for students who are interested in becoming engineers on the engineering track. And that may look like applied math for some folks at UVI. And it's upwards of $60,000. For high school students, it's a $60,000 scholarship opportunity. And for college or university students, the scholarship is upwards of $25,000. And for students who are interested in applying, they can simply email careers@viwapa.vi. That's careers at viwapa.vi. And the deadline for that application is the 26th of this month. That's next week, Monday. So I'm so grateful that you're able to bring me on today so that I could share that information so that we can get more applications in. And we are encouraging parents, teachers, students, guardians. If you know a student that's currently enrolled and or interested in engineering, to please reach out to that website or to that email, get some information, and go ahead and apply. This is a phenomenal opportunity. We have so many current WAPA employees that were once scholarship recipients, one being our very own Chief Operating Officer of WATER, Noel Hodge, is a college recipient. We have the Director of WATER in St. Thomas. He is a recipient of the scholarship as well. We have several other engineers on the electric side that's in the Transmission and Distribution Department that were also scholarship recipients. So know that, you know, with the scholarship, there are many opportunities for careers right here at WAPA. And as was noted, we are always seeking young Virgin Islanders to come back to the territory and to pursue their careers and to really, you know, strive and help with the improvement of the grid and the improvement of the essential services that WAPA provides to the community.
Great information. Do you find it, I know you're asking for more people to apply, but do you find it hard to get a recipient for the scholarship?
So I wouldn't say that we find it hard to get recipients. I think what we would love to see more of are just more applications. The individuals who do apply are very eligible and, in fact, you know, are warranted for the scholarship, but our goal is to see more applicants, because then that would let us know that, you know, we're getting the word out, that people know that it's there, because this is a pretty hefty scholarship when you think about, you know, $60,000, and even more so for the students that are already enrolled, because there aren't many scholarships for students who are already in college. A lot of times people get to college and think like, oh, okay, that's it. I missed my chance because I'm no longer in high school. And this is that opportunity that really does exist, knowing that we are in dire need of engineers. And you know, that's the thing with the engineering track, is that engineers can end up in either electric or water. It's not always on the electric side. And that's because engineers are very useful across many of the functions, both on water and electricity. And we have, even right now, if I was to go through, you know, our hiring of positions, we have several engineers, instrument engineers we're looking for, civil engineers we're hiring for right now. And so that's a really huge drive for us to continue to encourage the youth to even pursue an engineering track, because perhaps it may not have been something that they even considered, because we all know that really two main people or positions tend to stand out more so than any within the Water and Power Authority, and that's our line workers. And I would say secondary to that would probably be, you know, the individuals who operate on the machinery at the plant. So we want folks to know that there are a lot of other careers that do exist, and one that is of great need and continues to be of great need are our engineers.
Understood.
Yeah. So in addition to that, you know, we had talked about many things happening at WAPA, and I'm glad that we have this opportunity, because in addition to the scholarship that we have going on right now, we also continue to do filter distribution. As I mentioned, we did that at the agricultural fair In addition to the information that we were sharing, we also distributed filters. And that included both the picture filters as well as the filters that folks can connect to their sinks. And we'll continue to distribute those filters to customers once they provide their WAPA bill and their WAPA ID. That will continue for eligible customers at the Sunny Isles business office during regular business hours. Now, for customer service, those regular business hours are from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And our website, cleanwaterusci.com, is still up and running, and so they can still go on there and check their eligibility and ensure that that they are eligible, that they can still come down. Now, it is important to know that the vouchers that we distributed previously are no longer going to be accepted at the vendors because they expired on February 19th. So the vouchers expired yesterday. So we continued to tell, you know, our customers as we were distributing them that please be sure to use your vouchers by February the 19th because that was the final date to actually utilize the the vouchers. But as I said, we'll continue to distribute the filters to our customers that are eligible. And I really do have to continue to commend all of the partnered agencies that really worked with us on the distribution of the filters, the vouchers, and really just overall education. And that included the Department of Planning and Natural Resources, the Department of Health, which continues to provide information where individuals can go to get free lead testing, as well as the work that they continue to do to provide free blood lead testing for children across the territory, to Vitima and their support for logistics, as well as, of course, our federal partners, the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as FEMA. And really, the list does go on, because when we had that three-day event on St. Croix earlier in January, between the VI Police Department, as well as the Virgin Islands National Guard, we had a lot of support from Housing Authority, from Human Services as the pod managers, as well as, you know, the collaborative effort with the Housing Finance Authority to ensure that, you know, marginalized communities and or often underserved communities were served, as well as, of course, being sure that we met our elderly and our senior citizens where they are. So we were able to do drop-offs at several of these communities, and we continue to be in communication. So if there's any individuals that have not yet been serviced with the filters, we're still going through that and still working through that that distribution as well. So we want people to know that, as we have noted, that based on the test results that were provided by the Environmental Protection Agency in late November, though we do not have a water emergency and the no drinking advisory has been lifted, we continue to educate about how customers and individuals as a whole can protect themselves from lead and the impact of lead.
Okay, let me take my first commercial break, and then we'll be back. And one of the questions I'm going to have for you when we come back is, I assume that the state of emergency has been lifted, but we'll be back to answer that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
The League of British Virgin Islanders presents the 19th Dr. Norwell E. Harrigan Memorial Scholarship Luncheon, with distinguished honorees to include the late Mr. Corbin Malone, BVI, Miss Janice Stout, Esquire, BVI, Mr. Aaron Parolin, BVI, Miss Marjorie Smith, USVI, and Mr. Clayton Emanuel, USVI, at 12 noon, Sunday, March 3rd, 2024, at Victor's New Hideout in Sub A, St. Thomas, USVI. Ticket price, $70 each. All proceeds will support this scholarship fund.
Attention all private homeowners and contractors. East Caribbean Metals, located on the island of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, have affordable pricing on all roofing material, PVC pipes, steel, and much more. Call East Caribbean Metals, 1-784-456-1843. Remember, your U.S. dollar goes further when you purchase your building supplies from East Caribbean Metals. Visit www.ecmil.net for more product information.
Hi, do you need a limousine for your upcoming wedding? Or maybe just picking up family and friends or clients from the airport? Or maybe taking them to or bringing them from the ferry? Well, if you need a limousine and you want to impress, just call 407-719-2635. Again, that's 407-719-2635 and ask for Tanya. Remember, a limousine is the way to go.
Having a wedding or an event with a group of people and need a shuttle service? Call 340-771-0703 or 407-719-2635.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. My name is Lawrence Bachalta, and my guest, if you could say your name and the organization you're with.
Good evening again. This is Chanel Peterson, Director of Communication for the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority.
Great to hear. I know before we went on break, we were talking about all the different information that you're providing from WAPA. You stated that you still provide information to the public, although the state, so the state of emergency has been lifted, and I believe, so that means FEMA is not in charge as they were before.
So FEMA still does have a supportive role, but in terms of providing funding through the state of emergency, yes, that has ended. One of the things that FEMA continues to support us with is creating maps as well as compiling data so that we can create interactive graphics that the community can reference. And we're anticipating to have those up pretty soon so people can kind of get that historical information and sort of timeline of the effort that we have undergone over the last few months.
I believe as well, as you mentioned earlier about the lead poisoning, there was no individual that was lead poisoned.
At this time, based on the testing that Department of Health has done, the individuals who did test positive for lead, none of those positive tests has been traced back to water. Two of them were determined to be, one was from the household cookware that had the lead, and another one was from, I believe it was the paint in the home.
And then, as we stated a few times you've been on, that the water at the pipe where people were purchasing water, if you're not on the city water, on Water and Power Authority city pipes, when you get it delivered to your house, has always been, well, all your water has been up to standard. It's just a certain ones that went through some of the pipes.
So the water at the standby, correct, were undetectable for lead. And with the tests that were done at the kitchen tap, they were either undetectable and or had very low levels.
You mentioned earlier about working with the housing authority. If you can go more in depth with that.
So we worked very closely with both Housing Authority as well as Housing Finance Authority because we know that often some of their residents may not have the needed transportation to get to the distribution site. But then also some of those communities, they're under one account. So each of those individual units does not have their own account or their WAPA bill. So that's also why we delivered both vouchers and filters to those communities and so that they did not have to come out to the distribution centers. And then with the Housing Finance Authority, as well as a few other private communities, oftentimes they were either homes for adults with disabilities or they were homes for senior citizens or other elderly, and or they may have just been individuals, again, who did not have the means or the transportation to either come to the Sunny Isles business office or come to the distribution site. So that's why we did deliver those to those managers at those communities to distribute them there as well.
Speaking to some of the managers from the various locations that you mentioned, have you heard any feedback about the distribution?
Oh, absolutely. So people were definitely very pleased with the filters, as well as being able to be provided the vouchers. The vouchers definitely, from what I was told, came in handy for getting that accessible drinking water, being able to use it for drinking water. And then with the pitcher filters, we got a lot of positive feedback about being able to now, you know, utilize water straight from the tap for drinking and cooking and consuming.
Had the authority decided if individuals who are not eligible for this filter have the possibility of purchasing it or putting being billed and then receiving one of the filters?
So we have not considered selling the filters. I don't think that is in the pipeline. As we continue to educate, we did utilize the ad fair, the opportunity to distribute to all persons, whether the individuals were actually on WAPA's water or not. We actually distributed to those folks as well. And that was because part of our education is not just to WAPA customers, because it's overall health, overall public education and outreach so that people can be informed and empowered about how to protect themselves and reduce their levels of lead.
You mentioned earlier about one of your partners, which is the Department of Health. How did they assist you this weekend?
So Department of Health continues to give information on where individuals can go for free lead testing. They also continue to give information on the impacts of lead and other heavy materials or heavy metals, And then they also continue to provide free blood lead testing for children across the territory. And so they were also very essential in providing that boots on the ground. They went out into the neighborhoods, into the communities, along with WAPA and DPNR, and they really headed that initiative in the field, going door to door, ensuring that folks felt informed about the potential impact, as well as provided a survey so that they can collect information as to how people are actually using the water, where their source of water is, and how often, things like how often they're cleaning their cisterns, when's the last time they changed their plumbing, and things like that, to better inform them to any potential impact in the future.
Understood. For TPNR, I know they do the testing of water and they work in close association with the EPA. Have they, or when you receive these testing results, are they forwarded to the public in a way? And also, is it on that website that you stated, the Blue Sky? I only say that because DPNR used to provide, and they still do every so often, testing. I get the press releases that they do the testing on the beaches. So I was wondering, do they do a testing like that they provide to WAPA, that WAPA can provide to the public, or different individuals that can relay it to the public?
So the Department of Planning and Natural Resources is a regulatory body, WAPA, and you could say the same thing for the Environmental Protection Agency. So when we are doing water sampling or water testing, it's either, well, it's really in, I don't want to say in collaboration necessarily, but there is an oversight by DPNR to ensure that protocols are followed, as well as once we do receive those test results, the Environmental Protection Agency does review those test results. One thing that WAPA does release on a regular basis is our, what we call the Consumer Confidence Report. It's also known as the Water Quality Report. And this is released every year. And it is on our website, viwapa.vi. And we are working right now on adding a lot of these documents to the Clean Water USVI site so that people can go to either site and find this information. As I mentioned earlier, the work that FEMA is doing right now is really a part of providing that testing data to the community with the maps. And so that, as I said, would hopefully be up later this week. And I feel like we have unfortunately kind of been slightly delayed because we wanted to ensure that the information that is being provided is thorough. So we are including the data from the earliest September readings, as well as the readings from November, and then the continued readings that we've been doing in the homes in December and onward, because we're continuing to test across what we have identified 16 zones on St. Croix specifically. And then in addition to that, rather than doing the three-year testing as we have been doing since meeting EPA guidelines or requirements, we are now going to ramp those up and start to test every 6 months. And that's in addition to the testing that we're doing right now. So we're continuing to test. We're not letting, we're not slacking in any way. We're definitely staying vigilant to ensure that the community can trust that the water is safe and the water is of quality and it meets EPA standards.
Great to hear. As WAPA looks forward to all of this type of different information, is there any other obstacles that, or any obstacles or programs that you see coming up that will assist not only on St. Croix, but also on St. Thomas with the consumers?
So one of the things that we have definitely discussed is what is our environmental impact? And example, when we distributed the vouchers and encouraged people to, utilize those vouchers for water, it was one of the things that we considered or, really wanted to be at the forefront is that people don't begin to utilize more single-use bottles, but instead really look at refillable bottles, 5-gallon bottles, reusing those 5-gallon bottles, because we know that we do have limited resources. When we talk about the amount of trash that goes into the landfill, it's important that we really look at this holistically and so that we're not solving one problem and then creating another problem. So as people, continue to perhaps either purchase water and or, utilize water in their home, we want them to be encouraged to, be very sustainable in that effort by considering deliveries of water, refilling their bottles versus single bottle use. Because we know that single bottle use it can become more of an issue. I know the Waste Management Authority notes that ever so often they see small increases of plastic bottles in the landfill. And plastic is definitely one of those things that, one, even when they're recycled, it becomes a challenge to even after it's recycled. So the best way to reduce that is to not purchase it, to not use it, and instead to find more sustainable ways to get drinking water.
Great to see the proactiveness of WAPRO. I have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll discuss how WAPRO, the upcoming lines or the polls that you have. I've seen certain press releases. So anything that you have to talk about when we come back, we'll switch off of the water and get into some of the more other issues that you have going on in WAPRO. We'll be right back.
Hi, do you live in the BVI or the USVI and want to advertise your product? Well, you've come to the right place. On FM 90.9 and FM 92.3, you can advertise your business or your event. All you have to do is call Atanya at 407-719-2635. Call Atanya if you live in the BVI or the USVI and want to advertise your product or your business and you want to reach more listeners. Call Atanya at 407-719-2635.
Hi, if you want to be merry towards the end of the year, drink Guava Berry. Buy a bottle or two and give a friend. Hurry, call now while there's more to spare. To place an order, call Darwin at 340-626-0838. That's 340-626-0838. Or 407-719-2635. Call now.
Hello, Kathy speaking. How may we help you? Yes, all of our cakes are created from scratch, allowing us to offer over 50 flavor combinations. We also have a selection of flat cake, rum cake, and tart. If you want to visit us, just go to our website, www.simplydesserts.net. The number is 443-226-0102. We serve the Maryland, D.C. area and soon are going to ship nationwide. And again, visit www.simplydesserts.net with an S at the end. Enjoy and have a great day.
443-226-0102. 443-226-0102. 0102. Yeah!
The League of British Virgin Islanders presents the 19th Dr. Norwell E. Harrigan Memorial Scholarship Luncheon with distinguished honorees to include the late Mr. Corbin Malone, BVI, Miss Jenny Stout, Esquire, BVI, Mr. Aaron Parolin, BVI, Miss Marjorie Smith, USVI, and Mr. Clayton Emanuel, USVI, at 12 noon, Sunday, March 3rd, 2024, at Victor's New Hideout in Sabaya, St. Thomas, USVI. Ticket price, $70 each. All proceeds will support this scholarship fund.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. My name is Lawrence Bachota, and if my guess, if you could say your first and last name and the organization you work for. Hello? 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 Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. My name is Lawrence Bachota, and my guest, if you could say your first and last name and organize
it. Hello, good evening.
Hi. Hi, Ms. Peterson. How are you doing? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. So, on the break, before we went on break, we were talking about all the different positive water issues that we're facing at WAPRO. But I'm sure there's other issues that you would like to talk about. You can go ahead and give us some of that information.
Yes, it's a little hard to hear, so my apologies. but I know you mentioned that you wanted to talk about the composite pools and where we were on the composite pool project.
Yes, and any other issues that you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as of the end of January, we are just about 87% complete on the island of St. Croix. We have thus far installed over 3,565 poles. And on St. Thomas, we are 99% complete and have installed over 2,478 new composite poles. On St. John, we are 87% complete and have installed over 1,711 new composite poles. And on the island of Water Island, we are 100% complete with the installation of 200 poles. So overall, across the territory, we have installed over 7,954 poles, which included transferring of wires, equating to about 3 million linear feet, with about 90% complete territory-wide. And so we are very excited that we are, you know, coming close to completing the pole installations across each island.
So if somebody sees a wooden pole, they should call WAPA and say, hey, they forget one over here. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not hearing what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix an issue here. So if somebody sees a wooden pole, they just call WAPA and say, hey, you guys forgot us.
No. So in some cases, we are installing... there are some wooden poles that are going to be there, but the initial project, we are looking at an estimated 8,610 new composite poles. Off the top of my mind right now, I can't recall exactly the reason we're going to have some wooden poles left, but I know there is one. So I'll definitely have to come back on and share that information as to why every single pole isn't going to be a composite pole and why some poles will be wooden. But I'll be sure to have that information the next time I'm on. Now, if individuals do see wooden poles, I mean, they're always welcome to give us a call and reach out to our customer service team, whether it's by phone at 773-2250, or they can always email customer.service@viwapa.vi. And then on our website at www.viwapa.vi, we also have a contact us page. And there we receive all types of feedback. It doesn't always have to be outages or other concerns, but if there is any other feedback that the community would like to share with us, they can always do that, as well as stopping by any of our social media pages and providing us feedback there as well.
Great to hear.
Yeah. So I know one thing that we really haven't had a chance to talk about, and even though we are very heavy on the water side, I do want to note that we do have rehabilitation projects that are ongoing. So we were able to complete the Clifton Hill project earlier last year, and we're continuing with the Campo Rico project, as well as the Hannah's Rest water rehabilitation project that is going to be starting in the end of Q1 of this year. So we continue to change out the old ductile iron pipes for new PVC piping. And one of the questions that we tend to get is, you know, how is it that once we've installed the new pipes, there may still be some concerns with brown red water? And that's really because the water does travel through other pipes that may not have yet been replaced. But the good news is that through FEMA and the Prudent Replacement Program, we are looking to replace all the pipes across St. Croix, but then also there is a prudent replacement program that is sanctioned for St. Thomas and St. John as well. And the good news is, and this is another reason people can always call in, if their area does not receive services, water services, they can make that request. And as we're doing their prudent replacement program planning, they can look at those areas that may or anticipate development and or existing communities that may be, you know, slightly further up the hills that are interested in receiving service. So this is a great time to reach out as they're finalizing some of those plans and expanding water service. In fact, that recently happened in the Campo Rico project where we expanded the project and extended the time and the funds so that we could provide additional homes within that area with water services. So it's definitely a good thing right now that we are expanding as well as improving the piping territory-wide. And then as we jump back over to the electric side, despite some delays that we've had on the final commissioning of the Wärtsiläs, things are looking very positive for the completion of the Wärtsiläs and having those fully in service. I know that one thing that customers have noted, you know, on the island of St. Croix is when we had up the Agrecos, which are the smaller, more efficient units, we've seen much shorter outages. And we anticipate the same progress on St. Thomas and St. John. And it's really important for customers to understand that right now, territory-wide, we really have about a 95% on rate. So 95% of the time, we have power. And that 5% of the time that we're generally working with is truly, it's because we are really looking at our electric grid as being part of almost like a microgrid. We have no other power source to tap into. When I say no other power source, like we don't have multiple power plants on one island. We have one power plant on St. Thomas that services St. Thomas, St. John, and Water Island. And then we have one power plant on St. Croix that services St. Croix. And so what we're doing now is we're creating what's called redundancy. So when you have multiple units that provide different levels of power, when one unit goes down, we're able to rely on another unit or other units to provide that power. Whereas historically, we really didn't have as much redundancy. And then to add to that, now that we have a certain percentage of solar power, we have that additional source. But the more redundancy that we have at the plant, the more reliable the power is for all of our customers.
Good to hear. Any other issues that you'd like to touch on?
I would say that, you know, we've really touched on quite a bit tonight.
We have.
I mean, one thing I would like to note is just a little shout out to our human resources team and all the work that they have done to provide employees with being a competitive place to work. But WAPA was just designated as a gold recipient by Cigna for the 2023 Healthy Workforce designation. So last year we received a bronze award, and this year they have upped that award, and now we are officially a gold recipient, which simply indicates that as a gold level, this particular designation indicates that WAPA is aligned with providing employees with extensive support of a wellness program, resources available to support well-being and encouraging a healthy work environment. It encourages a supportive culture such a safe and healthy workspace, as well as increasing communication that actively engages employees to promote a healthy lifestyle and a healthy program. So I want to just, you know, give a little shout out to HR and all the work that they've done. And this is truly a great designation, and seeing that we have literally came up from bronze to now gold says a lot about what the authority is doing to ensure the safety and the wellness of employees. In fact, I can talk to today. There was a training on dental health and dental hygiene and how it can impact heart health. And we'll see these, you know, types of workshops on a regular basis. And I think that it really just goes to show that, you know, as much as safety out in the field is important, safety as an individual is also equally important to the team. And so that's really something to be proud of.
I agree. I think HR myself in providing all that information to keep the Whoppers employees healthy and happy.
Absolutely.
Well, is there nothing else, then I'll find a schedule, sometime in a schedule for next month, and let you know when you're going to come back on to give us more information.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much again for having me. And if individuals are interested in staying tuned with what's happening at WAPA, again, they can visit our website at www.viwapa.vi. They can go to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn pages at Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority or at USVI WAPA. And of course, they can always give us a call at 340-773-2250. And then lastly, if they're interested in receiving updates on outages, whether it be scheduled or uninterrupted outages, on our website, they can go to the top right corner and select sign up for alerts, or they can even download the Everbridge app, look for WAPA, and they can stay updated on all things WAPA. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you for providing all the information so that we can have more.
Have a wonderful evening.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.